Coming up on June 30th is the My Rock Festival, and in just a moment we will hear more about that and the various bands, and here is a little bit of music from that fest.
When the wind of the spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind.
Is calm and all is right. When I feel your favor flood my life, even in the good I'll follow you. Even in the good I'll follow you. When the boat is tossed upon the waves, and I wonder if you keep me safe. Even in the storms I'll follow you. Even in the storms I'll follow you.
Just a little taste of some of the music, the bands that will be playing at the My Rock Festival coming up June 30th at Berth 4. And we heard from Broken Walls, Water Within, John Guerra, and I Am They. And here to tell us more about that festival is Charlie Arntzen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. And tell us a bit about this festival. How did it come about?
Well, it was one of those things where I was just sitting in church one day and enjoying the music and feeling the flow and wondering why we're not tapping our toes downtown on the dock. I remember growing up here as a kid, and there were dances and all kinds of things on the dock, and it's kind of, we've been working on this directly since August, September of last year. It's been a dream for about 5 years now, so I think it's kind of comical, ironic, pleasing that we have so much music going on in town these days with the music on the dock and you know, weekly concerts and that sort of thing. So hopefully we'll have a lot of people come out on Saturday and join us at Berth 4.
And is this something that you put all these bands together, or is it something like a traveling group, or how does it work?
Well, it's one of those things where I keep following the stepping stones. Things keep falling into place. So, for example, the first group that we wanted to come was I Am They, and that stemmed from a conversation I had with an agent at Jeff Roberts' agency about 4 years ago. They really wanted to come to Alaska and experience our majesty and our beauty, and so we started there, and John Guerra and his wife Valerie, I had the pleasure of meeting them last summer in Wenatchee, Washington, and invited them to come, and they said absolutely. The only caveat is we have to see a bear. So that's on the agenda this weekend, is we got to make sure that they get to see a, Valerie gets to see her bear. And Broken Walls came last fall. They were very well received by the community, and they have a real heart for bringing encouraging words to all of Alaska, which is really awesome. And so we wanted something, I really wanted something that was open to everyone, that had a good cross-section of really great music that could kind of speak to the masses. So we were hoping to put together a multicultural, multi-denominational, multi-generational event where we can have people of all ages come out, enjoy the music, get together, and remember how much we love this community and why we love it.
And is there, like, inspirational messages through this? What kind of are these bands about?
Well, all of the bands are considered Christian rock bands. So we love Jesus, and He loves us, and that's pretty much the message. There's no, you know, sometimes it can be scary thinking about, oh, going to church or those religious nutters. They just, you know, want to throw the book at us, so to speak. And so this is hopefully an opportunity where people can just come and enjoy coming together and loving on each other and networking, which is another big thing. One of the other groups that's going to be performing is My Rock Band. So we have 7 different churches represented with 8 different musicians and worship leaders. And so they've been practicing and donating their time and energy and skills, and they'll be bringing it to the stage there on Saturday as well. And then we also have a couple speakers. We have Cade King, the lead pastor out at South Tongass Alliance Church, and Peter Epler at the NAS, that will be coming down and sharing just some good encouraging words.
Okay, and can you give a rundown for folks of who will be performing or talking when?
Yeah, so we have we did send out an a postcard, and so hopefully everyone received that. The show does open at 12, so if you get your tickets early, you're going to save some money, because those tickets are available online. And with the event fees, it works out to $25.28. That gets you in all day for all bands. Come and go as you please. If you wait till the day of, the tickets will be $35, and of course 6 and under are free. So we're going to open those doors at noon. It is a bring your own chair event. So this is the first time we've had something this big down on Berth 4. We will have some chairs available for rent. We're hoping about 250, 300 chairs available as a fundraiser for one of the groups that are coming to volunteer. But if you would like to bring your own chair, you're more than welcome. And then the show will kick off at about 1 p.m. We'll start off with Broken Walls, have some encouraging words with Peter, and go into My Rock Band. Water Within is a group that is representing Compassion International. They arrived on Saturday, and so you may see them around town, or you may have heard them playing in different places. And so we're excited to have them and what they're bringing to Ketchikan. John Guerra will be performing at 4:40. We have Cade King speaking about 5:40, and, you know, in the middle of the show. These times may change. They may adjust a little bit. You never know what's going to happen. Live shows and all.
Exactly.
And we're really excited to have Josh Wilson. He actually just put out a brand new single that came out this last week, Dream Small. And so I thought that was kind of appropriate for Ketchikan also. And then, of course, we have I Am They. They launched a new album in February called Trial and Triumph. And their lead song is My Feet Are on the Rock, which is what shared with your listeners here. And it's just kind of ironic that we were inviting them to My Rock Festival. We live on a rock, and they're coming to hopefully sing a little bit about the rock.
All right. This is also, you have a food and an expo section?
Yes. So the way it'll work is that the Berth 4 actual concrete location, that will be the ticketed area that you'll need a wristband to get in and out of, or to get into. And then the dirt parking lot is where we will have a food and expo area. People can come. We have a waterfront restaurant. They're going to be doing lumpia and pancit and adobo. And she told me yesterday they're doing ribs. So I'm very excited about all of that. We have some baked goods. We have some different nonprofit organizations that will be providing things like, Love in Action will be there with diapers or other items that people may have forgotten. They will also have some quiet tents, some sanctuary tents, so you can go in and pray, or you could go in and just rest. We have a mom and babe rest station as well that we're going to be having set up. And then we have some games. So Plinko should be there, paintball, not like actual paintball, but the target practice stuff, some batting cages, and we'll have cotton candy and snow cones. Can't remember the name right off the top of my head, but the new coffee shop by 49er will be open to keep us going all day, because this is an all-day event from 12 to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay, and you said people will have wristbands so they can come and go.
Mm-hmm. And... Yep, so if you go online, myrockfestival.com, or check us out on Facebook, you can get the tickets there. And then if you wait till the day of, then you'll have to purchase them.
Yes. And pay more.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the festival?
I just want to say thank you to Ketchikan and the community. This place is really mind-blowingly amazing. The generosity of people. There is going to be right around 200 people that are making this happen. This isn't my show. This is just a day for the community to come together, find some unity. And it's been an amazing process just watching all of the pieces fall into place and all of the people that have been willing to say yes.
Okay,
so,
very
thank
good.
You.
So again, myrockfestival.com is where you can go to get more information and find those early bird tickets. $22 plus a fee, so it's a little over $25 if you get them in advance, and $35 at the door. Again, that's coming up Saturday, June 30th. And doors open, or pavilion opens, starting at noon, where you can go to the various vendor booths and have food. And then the concert starts a little bit at about 1. So again, that's coming up at Birth 4. Thank you very much, Charlie Arntzen, for being here. It is 47 minutes after 8.